Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the stage.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, small business attorney, author of several books, including the eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, the eBay Business Answer Book, et cetera, et cetera, and other books, and new ones coming out, the new book on crowdfunding sometime next year, right? Right, Cliff?
Yep, that's right. In fact, it's already up for pre-order on Amazon. It's called The Crowdfunding Handbook, but it's not going to be out until the final regs are released about 6 months from now. So
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is Cliff's
is
website.
The website where you can find out about all this stuff. You betcha.
And the article, yeah, his weekly articles he writes. We're talking about crowdfunding. We're talking about crowdfunding equity, folks, where you can invest, not loan money to, not donate money to, but invest and get shares back for the company. We've gone over all the things, all the reasons why you might want to, and I think why you probably don't want to have investors come into your business. But now I want to talk about the other side of the table, and that is you being an investor. You thinking, well, maybe I'll throw some money at this crowdfunding thing and see what happens. Well, number one, no one in the world has fewer rights than a minority shareholder, right, Cliff?
Well, that's right, exactly. And
in a hotel company, if you're a minority shareholder, the janitor has more rights than you do.
Well, right. And, you know, to be honest with you, I would advise anybody doing a crowdfunded offering to do it as non-voting whatever, non-voting stock, non-voting debt, whatever.
Yeah.
You have no right to you have no right to manage the company. So the company doesn't have to involve you in shareholder meetings and that
right.
kind of stuff.
But,
you know, so
they also don't have to.
Right.
You're probably never going to get a dividend.
Right. Oh, you're not going to get a dividend. That's right.
The only thing you're going to get is maybe 5 years from now, if the company leaders, the founders, if you can find out that their goal is to sell this company 5 years from now, and you believe that they will, then whatever you put in the $2,000 for those shares, it might be worth $4,000 in 5 years.
That's right.
That's about as good as you can hope for, isn't it?
That is about as good as you can hope for. You're just going along for the ride in case this company hits a home run.
Would anybody do it? Why would anybody give their money to an operation like that?
The same reason people gamble at casinos.
Well,
that's true. It's the same kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's just like it's always been, Jim. I mean, there's going to be a disclosure. You know, don't invest in this thing unless you can afford to lose every penny of the money that you're putting in.
Well, here's the thing. Billy Joe Bob and out here running a distribution operation, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't invest crowdfunding in something like that. But if Mark Zuckerberg had a crowdfunding site 10 years ago, and you believed that his Facebook thing was going to catch on, that might be different.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's
Twitter.
What you're doing here. It's a form of gambling, is really what it is. I mean, this is what you're doing here. I mean, and by the way, I mean, one of the big criticisms that came up during this 2-year hiatus period was the whole 5% thing, that somebody with less than $100,000 of annual income or net worth can invest up to 5% of that mm-hmm. during a 12-month period each year in crowdfunded offerings. You know, let's face it, for extremely wealthy and sophisticated people like you and me, Jim, I mean, like, you note the irony in there.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, those people don't care about that. You know, for somebody who's making, you know, $5 million a year, you know, a 5% thing like that, that's found money. But for someone making, some hardworking person making $60,000 a year, to say that you can invest $3,000 a year in these wildly speculative securities,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's going to be an inducement to a lot of heartache and a lot of problems.
And not that the average, you know, schmo is going to do something like that, but folks, it's just I just think that a small business is a lot of times a questionable investment for the founders. But it's their baby. It's my, this, you know, my business is probably a questionable investment for a lot of people. But it's not for me because it's my baby, right?
That's
but
right.
It's not your baby, Cliff. My business is not your baby. And so, unless you want to, you know, get involved in it. I just see it as a low percentage. Here's a quick question for you. Once I take your money, can I ever unwind my connection to you without
the
giving
answer,
you your money back?
Okay. The answer is no. You cannot force the company to repurchase your shares. That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Unless the shares are specifically redeemable, there are some
right.
kinds of preferred shares that are, you know, the company has to rebuy them by
right.
a certain date. Unless it's like that, you're stuck with that company. So that
so
company.
You,
can,
so somewhere down the road, you may just never hear back from the company, and they've got your money.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, you might be able to write that off as a worthless investment on your
right.
taxes, but there's some heavy rules about that.
I predict there's going to be a lot of fraud in this, don't you, Cliff?
Well, let's put it this way. It's going to be an adventure. Let's
yeah,
just put it that
I
way.
Agree. Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. Good job.
You too, buddy.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.